Welcome to the AI Intelligence Briefing for May 26, 2026. Here's what's moving the needle today. First up, the White House has approved a $9 billion request for AI chips and infrastructure for U.S. spy agencies. The CIA and NSA admitted they lack the computing capacity to run the latest AI models, a national security priority that reveals a massive gap between commercial AI and government operational readiness. Congress is expected to approve the funds, which will support NVIDIA's Grace Blackwell superchip. Anthropic is expanding its security tools for Claude Mythos Preview, making Skills, a Claude harness, and a threat model builder available to qualifying customers. They're also publishing a dashboard of open-source vulnerabilities disclosed by Mythos. Alexander Madry, OpenAI's former head of preparedness, announced he's leaving to work on AI's impact on the economy. This signals OpenAI may be shifting its safety focus. Intuit is laying off 3,000 workers, 17% of its workforce. CEO Sazen Ghadarzi called it a move to focus on AI integration. Meanwhile, NVIDIA posted record first quarter fiscal 2027 data center revenue of $75.2 billion, up 92% year over year. Total revenue hit $81.6 billion. In policy news, Trump delayed signing an executive order on AI oversight, saying he didn't want to block the jobs and tremendous good he claims AI is creating. He cited China competition as a reason to avoid regulation. And ChatGPT for PowerPoint is now in beta, rolling out to all plan tiers, a clear push for enterprise adoption. That's your AI intelligence briefing for May 26th. Stay sharp.